It's been very good, very positive. The boys have all trained very well, as you would imagine. There's a wee spring in their step, and no, they kept working out of Sunday.
And it's good to have this added bonus at the end of the campaign, given that the league hopes weren't achieved and you're still involved in the Cup.
No, well, that's it. It keeps the season alive in many respects. As I say, the players are sort of being rewarded with an opportunity now to try and still obtain a piece of silverware, which is great for them, and reward for the hard work they've put in since myself and Martin were sort of given the reins as such, you know. So no, it's been fantastic sort of that they've been able to sort of have something to strive for still at this stage of the season.
Yeah. How's the overall personnel, Peter? Because you do have a couple of injury worries ahead of the semi-final, and is it an extent that they've been ruled out, or will you leave it as late as possible?
Well, we're going to try and leave it as late as possible, to be quite honest. Actually, Jared Doherty obviously is a big player for us too, and well experienced situations like this too. So he put up a knee injury away to play. So he still hasn't trained as yet with the first team, nor has Aaron Barry. He put up a slight quad strain. So again, he hasn't trained with the first team. And Brian Malloy and Stephen Dooley weren't even in the panel for the Bray game, given they took up injuries prior to that against Athlone at home. So those four are struggling at the moment, but as I say, we're going to try and give them every opportunity to be available for Sunday.
Yeah, and obviously in recent weeks as well, it's a big boost to you, Peter, that Rory Patterson's back in form despite the back injury that he had. And when you score 5 goals in your last 3 games, it was invaluable to have a player like him available for the semi-final.
No, exactly. And as you see, he's amongst the goals of late, which is great. We'll give him confidence too going forward. That's why we decided to play him again against Brady, get his match sharpness up to speed. And fortunately, he got another goal there too. So, well, it might have been a wee bit of a risk, but I thought it was important for him to be sort of, as I say, have his match sharpness up to speed, because he's one of those guys that needs to train regular. They come into competitive games. No, it's great that Rory's on a bit of form.
And is he one of those players that rise to the big occasion as well, Peter?
Well, I think he demonstrated that even last time when in the last Cup final there in 2012 when he came off the bench and scored 2. He certainly loves the sort of the bigger games, thrives on it, if anything, you know. And any player worth their salt would relish being involved in games like this. Cup semi-finals don't come along for everyone, unfortunately, too often, so it's important that you grasp that opportunity.
Yeah, you mentioned that Cup final from a couple of years ago. Is there many of the players still involved from that day and the current squad, Peter?
There's a good nucleus of them, even some of the younger players like Patrick McElhinney and Barry McNamee, and that we were still there. Then you have the likes of Rory and Shane McElhinney and Jared Doherty and Barry Malloy. So no, there's a good few there, all right, still. And they've sort of tested it before, the Aviva, and were fortunate enough to win the Cup, so they certainly know what it's about and what it takes to get there.
Yeah. What's Shamrock Rovers going to bring to the table? They're going well on under Pat Fenlon, and obviously home advantage is going to count for them as well, Peter.
Most definitely, yep. Playing at home is a big advantage for both themselves and St. Patrick's. But I mean, it'll be a very partisan crowd, I would imagine, too. We just have to make sure we're focused and play the game on its own merits. But they've been a good form of it themselves. Pat's come in and really steadied the ship. I know it's going to be a very difficult tie. We're under no illusions in that regard. But we have no fear going down there. We had a very good performance in the last game down there, albeit we didn't get the right result. But performance-wise, I thought we dominated the game for long spells, but unfortunately didn't take the chances when they were presented. I think if we play in the same capacity we played the last time, then we'll certainly give Rovers a right good game.
Yeah, well, your current run, I'm sure, Peter, hasn't been to your liking. There's just 1 victory in 8 games there. There's been a few draws in there, but if you're going to beat the Hoops on Sunday, will you just need to be at your best?
Certainly, you definitely need to be at your best. But I think even a lot of those games, we were chopping and changing the side, given the Cup campaign was our main focus. So it was hard to try and get any bit of fluidity in the team. Sunday's Cup semi-final, it's going to be a different entirely matter altogether.
And the Derry allocation for the tickets for the supporters has been sold out. And Derry always travel in good numbers. And there's something about the Cup and Derry and their supporters, Peter. And they'll be in fine tuning. They'll be the 12th man, I'm sure, for you on Sunday as well.
Exactly, and it's important that too, that we try and get as local support as much down there as possible. As I said earlier, there'll be certainly be the Partizan Rovers crowd. So, no, the tickets have sold well, and the tickets are available down there on at the gate too for the away supporters. So hopefully a lot will travel in good numbers. They lend their support as well. So no, we've good tradition in the cup, and we'd like to continue that, sure, certainly.
Yeah, I know you take matches game on game, Peter, but yourselves and Fun Harps are both going into their semi-finals at the weekend as underdogs. But what a cup final it would be if we could have the two North West sides in the FAI Senior Cup decider. And of course, you've had involvement with both camps through the years as well.
Yep, no, it'd be absolutely fantastic. I've met a lot of people over the sort of since the cup draw, and you know, it'd be absolutely fantastic for both sets of supporters and both clubs if we were to sort of beat the Dublin teams, which many predict will be in the All Dublin final. But so it's up to us now to try and do ourselves justice and try and get a positive result. But as you say, it would be a mouth-watering final if it was a Harps Derry final for everyone across the Northwest. That would be absolutely fantastic.
It certainly would. Just finally, Peter, what does it mean for Peter Hutton if you're to get back to a final? Because you've been there as a player, you've lifted the trophy as a player, and now as a manager to experience it from the sideline as a man in charge, what would it mean to you to get back to an FAI Senior Cup final?
It would mean everything in terms of trying to achieve something with this young group of players. I mean, as I said, some of them have tested it before, but for me personally, I've never experienced this as a manager as yet. I've experienced it as a player, but it'll be a great bonus for the season that we've had to get to a cup final. I think essentially your semi-final is your final, because finals usually look after themselves. It's just about getting there. And for myself and the staff and the players and supporters and board of directors, it would be a great way to finish what's been a bit of a turbulent season. You know, so everyone's really going to give it their all come this weekend.
Peter, many thanks for talking to us, and we wish you all the best in the Cup semi-final on Sunday against Shamrock Rovers.
Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it.